Hey.
What?
Wanna know a secret?
Of course. Everyone wants to know a secret.
Remember those fairy tales your mom told you as a kid?
You mean like Cinderella?
Yeah. Dem's the ones.
What about them?
They're not real.
Of course they're not real. They're fairy tales.
What I mean is that your mom, my mom, they got them all wrong.
All wrong? What do you mean? This is Mother's Day coming up. You better not be telling me that my mom lied.
Of course she didn't lie. She just didn't know any better.
Any better about what?
About Cinderella. About Little Red Riding Hood. And Rumpelstiltskin. And how Disney-fied they are.
What do you mean?
Well, I can't tell you everything right now. Not enough time. But author Pamela Horner and Helping Hands Press have spilled the beans on all of it.
So you can't tell me. I have to buy something, right? This is a come-on, right?
No, it's real. But you do have to at least listen to something.
What?
Listen to this sample.
Sample of what?
The sample of Pamela Horner's book, Rats, Pumpkins, and Other Rumors.
Okay, play it.
Thought you'd never ask.
Psst, over here. No, here, in the stone fireplace. Yeah, that's right. Now I have your attention. You say that you're looking for some truth, if truth there be, behind some of the fairy tales that you've been told or watched all of your lives? And here I am. But I know what you must be thinking. How cliché is it that there is this blonde who is going to claim to get mistreated by the steps, and now you catch me in the hearth cleaning out the ashes?
Asked a stunning blonde as she stepped out of the huge stone hearth while wiping her filthy hands on an apron. Shaking back her long, thick mane of hair, the beautiful young girl placed her hands on her hips.
I know. Let's get this out of the way, shall we? Mental eye roll here. It's Cinderella, and you know the drill. She works hard, gets stiffed all the time by her stepmother and stepsisters, but always takes it on the chin. What a trooper! Or wimp, depending on your point of view in life. Then things take a turn. Magic happens. Fairy dust gets scattered about on the downtrodden but well-deserving Cinderella, who then gets to wear all these beautiful clothes. She has all these woodland creatures scampering at her feet and ends up with a hot prince. Blah, blah, blah. Poor girl. Wah, how bad can it be?
The young girl shook her head as she walked over to the long wooden table and sat down on one of the bench-style chairs. Her beautiful blue eyes were serious as she continued earnestly,
"This is what I've been trying to tell you. It's been a huge, enormous cover-up. Between the Brothers Grimm and the Walt They Lived Happily Ever After Disney, your perception of me is wrong, totally off base. You have no idea," she said, shaking her head emphatically. "Let me try to clear this up for you. I think I have a small window of opportunity before my stepmother, whom I lovingly refer to as the Grim Reaper, and her two awesome daughters, whom I have secretly dubbed Frick and Frack, get back from town. Let's see where to start," she mused, chewing on a fingernail. "Oh, I know! Take the night of the infamous ball. Everyone is familiar with that part of the story, or at least they think they are. Here's what really went down. Once upon a time, in a kingdom far away..." Ha! Psych! Just checking to see if you were really paying attention. Okay, for real. Here's what really happened. Looking back, I will say, even for me, that day had been a tough one.
Cinderella tiredly blew a lock out of her eye and tucked it into her kerchief.
Jeez,
she thought, looking at her hands that were red and chapped from the washing. If those lazy cows don't hurry up and squeeze their substantially large derrieres into those too tight dresses, I'm going to pound them into them myself.
Then I will place my foot on their worthless spines and tighten their corsets until their faces turn. Oh, Hello, stepmother. Is there anything you need?
Bunny, yes, you heard that correctly. Now do you see why I call her the Grim Reaper? Bunny had walked quietly into the kitchen. She was a tall, large-boned woman with salt-and-pepper hair that was so thin that her pink scalp peeked through the scraggly strands. Her permanent scowl had dug unflattering, deep furrows between her eyebrows, and Cinderella could count on one hand the number of times she had seen her stepmother's thin lips try to crack into a smile, which always came off as a grimace one might see on a jack-o'-lantern. Bunny had tried to creep in quietly so that she could catch Cinderella slacking off, and her face tried unsuccessfully to settle into the unfamiliar lines of a smile as she saw the girl resting on a bench.
"Well, Cinderella, I was hoping if you weren't too busy, you could come upstairs and help Brittany and Buffy get ready for the ball."
"Rats, Pumpkins, and Other Rumors is available from Helping Hands Press and narration by George. George Taylor tells this amazing story, and you just gotta hear it. The reviewers are even raving about it. A wonderfully humorous take on well-known fairy tales. Pamela Horner's witty writing style keeps the reader wanting more. And Pamela Horner brings the characters to light in a humorous and entertaining way. Ms. Horner has a knack for the whimsical. Huh, she's actually telling the truth, so get your copy now before the NSA pulls the plug on this whole operation. That's Rats, Pumpkins, and Other Rumors from Helping Hands Press and narration by George. Oh, and don't call me. I'll find you."